FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Show is about your calls, whatever you want to discuss, and that's your prerogative. Just dial in 800-259-9231. We start things out by going to the Amp Line, where Matt is waiting from Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, Mark.
Hey.
Hello. What's on your mind tonight?
I got an email from Baron von Mathausen. Everybody on his email list probably got it, about his retirement, and he has created a new church.
This is the founder of the Liberty Dollar, Bernard von Notthaus, quite an interesting character. What is this church?
The church, he wants you to find the God within your own mind, and he calls it the Free Marijuana Church.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And it's located in Hawaii, and he says he has plenty of money for any lawsuits that might be coming. He's taken solace in the fact that the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of the American Indians' uses of peyote and other psychedelics for their churches, for their religion. And the purpose of this church is you come into the church, you go to the altar, he gives you a sacrament, which is a hit of marijuana, you go into another room, you close your eyes, and you meditate.
All right. Well, cool. You know, somebody's tried this. I think it was down in Arizona. There were some people that were selling marijuana, and they came under fire for that, and it didn't work out too well for him. So maybe he's feeling it'll be different this time because he won't be selling it, and instead will be giving it away to people. I don't know. It's an interesting approach.
That's a possibility. But anyway, I'm sure that you've received the email because I imagine you're on his list, so...
Yeah, it did just pop in here a few minutes ago. Looks like it was sent around 7 o'clock. Very interesting. So what do you think? You think he's going to have some success at this, or how do you feel?
I have no idea. I don't know. It's down in Hawaii. I don't think it's going to catch the attention of the federal agents. I think he might have some problems with the state, but I doubt it. It'll probably work out for him.
Hey, I say,
don't want to keep it quiet.
Yeah, I say good on him. I mean, he's retired from the Liberty Dollar, and you got nothing else to do. You might as well challenge the marijuana laws. I think that's great.
It's good to see he's got his keeping his hand in activism.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else on your mind tonight, Matt?
Nope, just wanted to alert you to that.
Thanks for the call.
That'd
appreciate
be an interesting
it.
Interesting topic.
It's interesting.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, I've got a story I mentioned a few shows ago, and we never got to it, so we'll do that now. From the BBC, where, as you know, if you've been paying attention to this program or the international news over the past few years, the weapons ban situation in Britain has gotten just nastier and nastier. Several years ago, they banned handguns. I think they've pretty much banned all kinds of guns from Britain. And so,
working on knives, too.
Right. Then, of course, the next
swords
insane step would be to ban anything with a sharp blade, which they've been doing. In fact, this story is about graphic images of real injuries inflicted by knives featuring that feature in a new £3 million government advertising campaign against youth violence. Now, the ads were devised by teenagers, and they aim to show the dangers of carrying a knife. One shows a man with a knife and a screwdriver in his chest and deep gaping wounds to the body.
Gosh.
Meanwhile, Metropolitan Police Chief Sir Ian Blair said nearly 200 weapons had been seized as operations against knife crime in London were stepped up. Now, there was a while back where they actually had what they called the knife amnesty.
Yeah.
Wherein you could, much like some government police departments here in America have done with guns, you could just
drop off your knife, no questions asked.
Yep. So I guess that period is probably long gone at this point, and if you're caught with a knife that's not within the parameters of the knives you're allowed to own, because apparently you're still allowed to have like a knife in the kitchen, but you can't take that knife with you places. I don't know what all the rules and regs are, but
Whatever they are, they're preposterous.
Yes, if your knife's not in your kitchen, then you could be in some trouble, basically. Speaking at a news conference on the day government launched the advertising campaign, Mr. Blair said, to parents, it's a tough love time. In addition to conversations about drink, drugs, and relationships, there are now conversations about knives. The Home Office said it wanted children who carry knives to see what could happen if a weapon was turned on them. Minister Vernon Coker said that the new advertisement's message was conveyed by young people the same age as would-be victims to maximize their impact. He added, we know that many young people carry a knife because they're fearful about these advertisements, and these advertisements tell powerful stories about the dangers of going down that path. People have got to get the message that
the path of having something to protect yourself against somebody who might be armed with a knife?
Yes. People have got to get the message that if they carry a knife, there's more chance of it being used against them. The campaign is being launched after a spate of stabbings of young people, most recently an 18-year-old murdered outside of a pub in southeast London. The first phase of the 3-year campaign will feature newspaper and radio advertisements, as well as 2 viral internet videos. So, of course, the message here is that...
They're not viral videos until they go viral.
They go viral.
Yeah. You might be designing the video in hopes that it'll be viral, but it's not.
So
it's just some dumb government video
propaganda.
Until then.
So the message here is, kids, we understand you're scared about the chavs or whoever they are that are out there brandishing knives and these scary teenagers, these angry teens. We understand you're scared, but you shouldn't arm up. You should not arm yourself to defend yourself against these marauding hooligans. If you are stopped in the middle of an alley somewhere and somebody's holding you up, you should just go ahead and give up all your money and
I don't disagree with that. I think you should give up all your money. However, you don't know whether one of these guys isn't just trying to rob you. He might be trying to kill you.
Yeah, that is a possibility as well. I thought that you had recommended against giving up your money on a recent program.
I don't know. I mean, I can't tell you what I would do necessarily. Sometimes I've got a stiff neck. I'm kind of stubborn. But generally, when faced with an armed robber and, you know, you're going to lose, you know, whatever cash you have in your wallet, you know, the cash is something that can be replaced relatively quickly.
You're assuming that when you hand over the money, you're not going to be harmed. I think I've seen statistics that indicate that at least in the United States, if you're offering armed resistance with a firearm, you're actually less likely, slightly, it's about the same, but you're actually slightly less likely to be injured than if you simply hand over the money.
Oh, I wonder what the statistics are with knives. I mean, obviously, you've got a range issue, but then again, most robberies happen up close.
You know, what I would feel morally from it, if I was being robbed, is that if I let that guy go, he's going to go on and do it to someone else, and he's liable to hurt somebody in the future. So morally, I might feel obligated to do something, but I'm not going to recommend to someone else that they do it because I don't know. Everybody's different.
Well, right. I mean, it's a tricky situation because if you do take action and defend yourself with a weapon, or even with your bare hands, I mean, if you jiu-jitsu move on somebody, I mean, if you hurt this person who's trying to steal your money from you, then there's a good chance that the cops are going to come along and you're going to get charged with something.
Depends on your state. I bet you're not in New Hampshire.
Okay, maybe not in New Hampshire, but we're
not
talking
in
about
Florida,
the UK.
Not in Texas.
We're talking about the UK,
UK
here.
UK, certainly.
Obviously, there
could
are places
very well
in America.
Be, I don't know.
New York City, Washington, D.C., places with very severe sort of gun legislation and weapon control. It is a tricky choice because odds are good you're not going to get away from that scene unless there's absolutely nobody around. And then what? I mean, if you only had $100 in your wallet, you give up the $100, maybe you get to walk away. Is that a better deal than having to go to court and deal with all that nonsense? I would say yes, but then again, like you say, at the same time, if this person really does intend on hurting you anyway, well, then you've got nothing to lose at that point. So I guess it all depends on circumstance. Your thoughts here at 1-800-259-9231. Just kind of an interesting view into the world of knife prohibition, where they're running advertising with gory photos to try to scare kids away from carrying knives. The toll-free number here for you is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and they include live streams. You get a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam version. They're all free over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. webex.freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we continue here with your phone calls, then we'll travel over to the Middle East and get an update on Osama bin Laden. It's somebody that just isn't talked about too often these days. We'll find out what's going on with him, but first, your calls, and we talk to Anthony in Florida. Anthony, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Anthony, what's on your mind tonight?
I just had a question.
Sure.
I was wondering how ice cream trucks that go around to neighborhoods, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was just wondering how they make the money.
How they make the money? Well, they sell ice cream to kids. What's the confusing part?
How would they make their own money? Because, like not many people go around and get them, you know?
Well, you'd think it's a tough business. I mean, really, selling ice cream when you could just go to the grocery store, buy a six-pack of M&M cookie sandwiches, and save significant amounts of money, you know, pay about 50 to 70 cents per unit.
Well, as a kid, though, it was very exciting. It was very exciting when the ice cream man came around. And I don't know how things are today. My child's too young. And
they still exist. There's one
that comes
around here.
The ice cream truck does not come through my neighborhood. But, when I was young, it was a big deal. So maybe parents are forking out the money. I don't know.
I think that they probably are successful because it's convenient. They have a large selection. There are things that you can't get at the grocery store on the ice cream truck.
And it's fun.
And it's neat.
It's the novelty of it.
It's unique. So I would say that's how it works. I don't know if they're having any more trouble these days than they used to be. It's an interesting question. You don't really ever hear much about the ice cream business. And I thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You really can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live. So ice cream trucks. My parents never really got me ice cream from the ice cream truck too often.
I forget that's what the problem was.
What do you mean, problem?
Well, you're just antisocial and got a personality disorder. That's probably what it was.
Well, I don't know about that. I think that it was kind of expensive, and you don't want to get your kid in the habit of expecting to get ice cream from the ice cream truck all the time. If you only do it occasionally, then it's a treat. Then it's something unique, right? Instead of giving your kid this sort of entitlement mentality about being able to get something from the ice cream truck.
Parents, be warned.
All right, we continue. And talk to Jeff in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
You know what? First, I think the music from the ice cream truck brainwashes the kids into making them want the ice cream.
It's an interesting conspiracy.
I'm kidding.
You know, it's more plausible than some of the other conspiracies out there.
Yeah, I'm just having a little fun with that. But anyway, have you heard the story about Jerome Corsi?
Who is that?
The guy who wrote the book about Carrie.
Who's what? Carrie?
John Kerry back in 2004.
Oh, isn't this the guy that also is talking about how there's oil in the earth and that it keeps being generated?
I don't know, but this guy wrote The Abomination.
Hmm, okay.
But anyway, he was investigating Obama's connection and background in Kenya.
He's in Kenya. They're holding him.
Yeah, they're detaining him. Well, I don't know if he's released or not yet.
So do you think Obama has anything to do with it?
I don't think he does personally, but I think Kenya was probably preventing him from finding some stuff out about him.
Yeah,
he was supposed to have a press conference.
I would imagine that those in power in Kenya probably say to themselves, we really would like this, semi-Kenyan to get elected as the president of the United States. And
At the very least, it brings up questions.
Yeah. It does.
So I guess I'm not in the loop here. What does Kenya have to do with Obama?
Well, he has a brother that's in Kenya.
And his father was from Kenya.
I see. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I was not aware of these things. Okay, so so he's being held and...
He was just being detained until his flight out.
Huh. That's what happens. I mean, you're dealing with a third world country with dictators that can do anything that they want to, and you put yourself in their care, there's a chance they might put you in a prison cell, and at that point, what do you do?
Yeah, and
Once the military comes to rescue you?
And like I said, at the very least, it brings up questions.
Yeah, I have to agree. It's suspicious, but...
Have you heard about that story other than when I brought it up?
Not really, no.
I have heard that there are some people questioning Obama's birth certificate, and that there had been some people wanted him to produce it. So there were also some questions raised about John McCain's credentials.
Because he was born in Panama, right?
But that was U.S. territory at the time.
Yeah, he was born to both his parents were U.S. parents, and traditionally that makes you a U.S. citizen at birth. However, one of Obama's parents was a foreign national. So he actually had a Kenyan citizenship, Barack Obama did, until the age of 21 under Kenyan law, but he didn't renounce his U.S. citizenship, so he lost the Kenyan citizenship. It's kind of convoluted, but there were some questions that people were raising about.
But they still haven't released a birth certificate, so that's...
The people, if he did release that birth certificate, the people that... You know, don't want to believe that he's actually American. You can't convince
them.
It's a fake. You can't convince them with a birth certificate. I don't know. I mean, I've shown my birth certificate to a private eye before who said that it was a fake.
It's not like anything's going to come from this, right? I mean, somebody's going to get elected in November, and either way, the chips fall. Government's going to get bigger, more intrusive, more oppressive than ever. I mean, maybe they should both be disqualified, but is that actually going to happen at this point?
Then George Phillies could win.
Not very likely. Thanks for the call, sir. Appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. Osama bin Laden. Now, we know that George Bush, the last I heard about Osama bin Laden was that George Bush had basically called it off. He basically said, well, it's not a priority. It's not a priority looking for this guy anymore.
Well, then he's recently retracted that to some extent, saying that we're back looking for Osama bin Laden.
Really?
And there's been more things going on in Afghanistan.
What's going on?
This article is from Freedom's Phoenix. After September 11, 2001, a team of elite Delta Force commandos was sent into Afghanistan with assignment to find and kill Osama bin Laden at Tora Bora. That mission failed. The commander of the Delta Force team has now written a book which tells what he says is the true story of what went wrong. He appeared anonymously on CBS's 60 Minutes on Sunday to summarize that story. Bin Laden was known to be holed up at Tora Bora on a ridge with an elevation of 14,000 feet. The Delta Force team's initial plan was to come in at him from the direction he'd least expected, climbing over the mountain at his back. But that plan wasn't approved by the higher-ups. Their second idea, to drop hundreds of landmines along the mountain passes to Pakistan to impede bin Laden's retreat, then bring in helicopters, was also turned down. How often does Delta come up with a tactical plan that's been disapproved by higher headquarters? CBS's Scott Pelley asked the commando leader. In my experiences in 5 years in Delta, never before.
So this is pretty unprecedented. Somebody didn't want them to go and get this guy?
They disapproved two what sound like reasonably good plans to me.
Toll-free number here. Is there more intrigue to come here, Mark?
Well, there's a bit more to the story.
All right, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5,
Glur 6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. To put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com. Normal email is not secure. That's privacyharbor.com. You can get a free email account there, and your emails will be secure.
We're going to continue with your phone calls here in a moment. But, Mark, if you had more detail to share with us on this interesting story that one of the Delta Force members from over in Afghanistan is sharing, apparently anonymously, though I don't understand the point of that, considering he's claiming to be the commander of the force, wouldn't it be easy to identify who he was? Anyway, anonymously coming out and saying that they had plans to go and get Osama bin Laden. They knew, apparently, where he was, and in their process of attempting to get the okay from the higher-ups in the commanding authority, they were rejected. They came up with a couple different plans to go after this guy, and they were told, no.
And it kind of, it kind of backs up the story of what George Bush was saying. You know, I'm not thinking about Osama bin Laden anymore. He doesn't even enter my mind. A lot of Americans would really like to see Osama bin Laden come to justice one way or the other. And,
sure, well, he's kind of the international terror symbol.
Right, he is, and it makes one wonder. Are they conspiring to keep this guy out there so that they can continue to crack down? Do they need this symbol? I don't know. The only remaining option was a frontal assault, according to this, the story. They squashed all the plans. The higher-ups squashed all the plans of Delta. And the only remaining option was a frontal assault by 50 U.S. Delta Force members, plus their Afghan guides. And the Afghan warlord accompanying the commandos frankly told them, "I don't think you guys can handle it." A few million dollars from the CIA quickly secured his cooperation, but only to a degree. He didn't want to die, I assume. He could have spent those millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. The Delta Force leader told CBS that the Afghan fighters went home every night, abandoning whatever territory they'd gained that day. It was almost like it was an agreement, an understanding between the two forces fighting each other. He stated that when the CIA did come up with an exact location on bin Laden, it was nighttime and the Afghan support was nowhere to be found. It wasn't worth the risk in that particular moment to go up there and play cowboy, the leader told CBS. It was better to be cautious, refit, go up there with the entire force the next day and play the battle out as we had planned. But when he attempted to move in on bin Laden the next day, his Afghan allies balked, saying that they had negotiated a ceasefire with al-Qaeda and even drew their weapons on Delta Force team members to prevent them from acting alone.
Wow.
Shortly thereafter, intercepted radio communications show that bin Laden was on the move. A cave which al-Qaeda members had been seen entering was bombed for several hours, and it was thought that bin Laden had died there. But when U.S. forces checked the cave 6 months later, bin Laden's body was not found. The Delta Force leader believes that he received medical treatment in a local village and then got away safely to Pakistan. So it sounds like the higher ups didn't want bin Laden found. Certainly allowed him
to slip through the cracks.
The Afghans didn't want bin Laden found.
Very intriguing. What do you make of that? 1-800-259-9231.
It just goes to show that the poorest organization to go after bin Laden is the United States military. Well, maybe not the poorest organization, the poorest one we could have picked.
Well, right,
it's also a question of whether they... I mean, the question is, did they do it intentionally, or was it just bungling? Were they trying to get bin Laden and they failed? Or was it that the military was perfectly capable of getting him? Because they are pretty... I mean, the military is pretty capable of tracking somebody down and killing them.
Saddam Hussein.
Right. Well, so
then why wouldn't you let Delta Force do what Delta Force does, sneak across the mountain, sneak in and kill bin Laden, instead of having Delta Force essentially fighting a war with these guys, you know, two sides advancing and retreating day and night? I mean, that doesn't make any damn sense at all.
Not if you want to catch him.
Yeah.
That would be the question, is whether the government was actually trying to catch bin Laden or not. And it sounds a little bit conspiratorial, but to me, that's the way, you know, I'm taking the guy at his word that the way he's reporting what happened was what actually happened. But assuming that, I would say that it sounds like somebody might have let bin Laden go because it served their interests to leave him out there.
Sounds that way to me.
I'm glad you brought up that the military was probably the last organization that should be doing a job like this.
And the Constitution has provisions for...
mark and reprisal?
Letters of mark and reprisal. It has provisions for this. Essentially, a bounty should have been put on his head, a real one that people could have trusted, and... They would have brought him in for the right amount of money. Apparently, whatever bounty they put out there, either people didn't trust it or they didn't, or it wasn't enough. Because if it was enough, Blackwater would have gone and done it.
Right. Well, they would have, but unfortunately, what the scenario we have now is that the government and the contractors find it more profitable to essentially create a war where they can use Blackwater employees for years and years.
Sure, Blackwater would find that more, more profitable. However, that should not be an option. It is not constitutional.
I think
you can't declare war on, an organization like Al Qaeda.
No, you can't, but that's what the government did.
They don't hold territory.
And it's been very profitable for organizations like Blackwater. So.
Well, what about a more decentralized world where, I mean, yes, I agree with you, Mark, that the bounty situation would be preferable to the military, but even more preferable to that would be a situation where there is no government to speak of, and instead private people who felt it in their interest to go on a mission like this, raise money from whatever means necessary, start their own little private mercenary squad or whatever and send them over to go and carry this out, then you don't have the mercenaries radioing back to get approval on their plans to go and do what the mission is that they've been assigned to do. There's no, if you've got a decentralized situation where there could be three or four different groups of mercenaries coming in from various different interest groups looking for this guy. You don't have a situation where there's one guy at the top making all the executive decisions on what should and shouldn't happen. There's much less control by this.
I understand where you're coming from. There's just simply an organization here that could have taken care of it. It's they have rules in their constitution that they could have followed had they chosen to do just that, and it would have taken care of this. I'm not saying that there's not some free market answer out there. I don't know, but I do know that there's provisions in the Constitution for just this scenario, and they didn't follow them.
Well, and as I understand how letters of mark and reprisal, they haven't been used in a very long time.
No.
How I understand they worked was essentially you were given a license. Basically, it was for on the seas, and you're basically given a license to rob another nation's shipping and sink it.
Turn them into pirates.
Right. So pirates. There wasn't in the past, there wasn't that much oversight. You were basically, here's your license. You can do this and this and this and this. You know, you can take money from these organizations. You can kill these people and have at it. Do it, you know, get the job done, and you'll get paid a bounty, I believe, was how it worked in
some
cases.
Right, so you wouldn't have to call back before.
And you get everything that you take, too. You know, they take whatever they get on the ship.
All right, there you go.
Salvage rights or something.
800-259-9231. So more intrigue, more allegations about the U.S. government purposefully steering away from getting this guy. Very interesting. We continue with your calls about anything. It's Frank in New York. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank. Frank, New York, going once.
Good evening. Oh, I heard the comments about Obama's birth certificate sort of dilemma and the fact that he's being sued in Philadelphia by Phil Berg. What's interesting about the what I find interesting about the case is the fact that if it is true, if Obama is not a native-born American or a natural-born American citizen, he's ineligible to be president. What I find interesting about that is that, you know, we're going to lose the chance for maybe one of the brightest presidential candidates since Jimmy Carter. But what I find interesting is that it was the Pakistan...
When you say brightest, do you mean, like, what do you mean by that, the brightest candidate?
Well, I mean, intellectually, Jimmy Carter was very sharp.
You know, a lot of people, and I want to bring you back, Frank.
Clinton was a Rhodes Scholar.
There are some really brilliant people out there that are unfortunately putting their brilliant minds to the task of figuring out how to control people. And I don't know if that's something that we want. More on the way with Frank and your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the program. That's what AMP stands for, advertise, market, and promote. We use that money to get on more radio stations around the country, around the world, get new internet listeners tuned into the program, and bring new people to the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's valuable to you and you want some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. As we bring back Frank in New York. Frank, you were lauding Obama. You were lauding Obama for being a brilliant man. And I have to say that while that may be true, I don't know. I don't know the guy. Never really listened to
him.
They
all seem to go to Harvard anyway.
Well, let me think,
before you go on, I don't think that being brilliant is necessarily the best thing as far as if you're brilliant, but at the same time you don't understand liberty, then you're a brilliant man trying to figure out ways to control people. I was having a discussion about this recently. The question was basically, you know, well, there are so many smart people out there. Why is it that they don't get the liberty thing? And I said, well, they've been put in a box. You know, they've been raised in this box where they've been taught to believe that government is necessary and that government is good. And so even though they might be absolutely brilliant, they're using all their brain power to figure out how to restructure the governmental organization to control people. And I don't think that's necessarily on its face a very good thing. Does that make sense?
Not what I want to talk about, though, Ian. The point I wanted to make is that on August 21st of this year, the Pakistan Daily reported that Obama's birth certificate had been found and authenticated at the Mombasa Maternity Hospital in Kenya. Apparently, according to the article, his mother had him in Kenya so he could receive British citizenship because at that time Kenya was part of the United Kingdom. It was still part of the colonial empire. What's interesting about that is that if that is indeed true, that he was born in Kenya, then he is constitutionally ineligible to become president of the United States. Now, what I wanted to say, too, that's interesting, I've done a little bit of research, and even though he was the editor of the Harvard Law Review, which is a very prestigious and, you know, high academic honor, as well as I haven't been able to find any articles that he had written while editor of the Law Review, which is sort of strange. And also, even though he did his undergraduate degree in political science at Columbia, he didn't achieve academic honors, which is highly unusual because about 86% of all Columbia graduates in the social sciences receive honors, high honors, or highest honors.
What are you getting at?
Well, I'm getting in, I guess, to the point that it's rather interesting, to say the least, that number one, that if you run for city council in the city of New York or even Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, you have to provide a birth certificate, a legitimate birth certificate, when you go in to file your petition and your pay your fees. When you run for a position in the state, the same thing happens. What I find interesting is
that doesn't happen around here. Maybe it's just in New York. I know that.
Well, and also in most of the states. But what's interesting is if Obama is not native born, then it's interesting because he could be prosecuted for defrauding the American public of between $400 and $600 million.
I suppose he could be, but it doesn't seem very likely that that's ever going to be verified. And if so, then they'll bump him out of office and Biden will get in and it'll still be bad news. Thanks, Frank, for the call. 800-259-9231. It's intriguing and kind of interesting, but all in all, it really doesn't matter, does it? I mean, it doesn't matter because whether it's Obama.
It doesn't matter to you because you consider them all the same.
They
but a lot of people do not consider them all the same.
Well, I have to wonder how many Americans are actually going to care if it turns out, let's say Barack Obama gets elected and then the story breaks that he was actually born in Kenya. Are we actually going to remove a sitting president? I mean, I don't know if the American people actually care that much. They don't seem to care that much about many parts of the Constitution, and I think a lot of people might view that as somewhat archaic.
I don't know.
I don't agree with that, but I think that's how a lot of people would view it, and they might just say, oh, well, he got elected president. I mean, you'd have to hold a special – I mean, I guess Biden would take over, but didn't Biden get elected as part of an illegitimate ticket at that point? You run into some interesting questions.
Yeah, I guess you would, and maybe that will occur, and we'll be able to talk about it more then. In the meantime, we go to your phone calls. Peter is on the line, also in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Peter, in New York, going once. Peter.
Hi, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. I want to talk about ice cream.
Okay, great.
Okay, you guys brought up the ice cream truck thing. Just to clarify, I do have a friend who operates a Mr. Softy truck here in New York.
Mm.
And the key to the whole thing is that the markup is astronomical.
Yeah.
So there's a really big markup there. Also, it's basically, at least on the East Coast, in the Northeast, it's a seasonal business.
Right.
So you pretty much make a killing for 2 or 3 months, and that's it.
But what do they do the rest? What does your friend do the rest of the year?
Honestly, odd jobs.
Yeah.
So that's sort of his business. You know, he makes more money in those 2 to 3 months than he makes in, let's say, 8 months on the off season. But it's sort of like being owning a pool maintenance company or something in the Northeast. You know, it's really a seasonal gig, and they do make good money.
Interesting. Well, I'm glad to know the ice cream men of the world are still out there raking it in. Good for them.
Well, we're free marketeers here, right?
Yeah.
Regarding, I want to say something about, you guys were talking about the Osama bin Laden issue and the article concerning, his whereabouts and why he hasn't been found. I just want to raise one question, and I think that this will be cause for conversation. This is the same government, okay, that has not been able to explain how the Pentagon on 9/11 was struck with a $1 trillion-plus budget behind the Defense Department. Okay, so we have two instances here revolving around the same event, okay, the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden and the strike that occurred at the Pentagon. And I'm not saying how it was struck. I'm not raising any questions regarding that. But it was struck regardless. Okay, so are we talking about an issue of absolute incompetence here? Okay, on regarding both of these issues, okay, where you have literally trillions of dollars supporting our military apparatus, or is there something else going on? And I'll just raise that question and I'll let you guys handle it.
It seems suspicious, but then you think about all the airplanes going in out of Dulles and Reagan, and it would be difficult for the Pentagon to keep track of those. I mean, obviously there's planes flying near the Pentagon all the time. You would think that they'd have some kind of missile set up somewhere very nearby, and when they thought that something was, you know, clearly aimed right towards them, that they would catch it. But I don't know.
You'd think, but that would require them to have some level of competency.
I go for incompetence, of course, but I don't know. You'd think that something came that close that it'd be rigged up to take them out.
It doesn't have to be either or. Either. I mean, you could have incompetence at in the defense of the Pentagon, and somebody could have pulled some strings in something else. I mean, just because
sure.
you have the option of either they were incompetent in trying to capture bin Laden or somebody made it so they didn't, that doesn't mean that necessarily they, you know, whichever one of those you pick, that doesn't mean the other explanation couldn't apply in a different scenario, because the government is very incompetent at actually doing what it sets out to do, and, you know, it's very susceptible to people in control pulling strings and steering events in the way that they want them to go. So either one's a plausible explanation in either case.
That much is true, and we're probably not going to know for sure, right?
Well, no, unless, I mean, in this case, there's somebody coming forward about the bin Laden story, so there's some evidence there now. On the Pentagon, I don't think you're going to see too much new evidence come to light unless, you know, for some of the people who are into the alternative theories of how it was hit, the FBI did grab a lot of videotapes that haven't been released. I'm assuming they were probably destroyed, but if somebody were to leak some of those tapes and they showed something else, that's really the only way you'd get a break in that, I feel.
Yeah, I you know, I've got a lot of questions. There's a lot of good questions out there about the whole, you know, Pentagon and the World Trade Centers. But, you know, for me, it's just difficult. I just want to, you know, a story to hold on to that can be corroborated, and it's not out there.
Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. On the way here, we've actually got an email in from somebody who lives in Canada and has had experience in the Canadian healthcare system. We'll tell you about what his story is and take your calls as well. Mark is on the line, and whatever you want to talk about goes. Just dial in toll free 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And is the military killing puppies in Baghdad? We'll find out. It's Free Talk Live.
Gunday, Gunday, Gunday. 3 days. Exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, October 10th through the 12th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457. That's 502-922-4457. Or visit KNOBCreekRange.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Lead from